Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom!
Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 161, and I want to consider us a current event show where we lie about current event and only read half of the stories.
I mean, it's true. How else we supposed to get half the literature out around here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, we cram a lot into fucking a couple hours, you know?
That's true. We cram a normal regular TV show in a 2-hour goddamn podcast. That needs to be edited because we do say some racist shit on here that get us all canceled.
Why are you worried about getting canceled? Let's get started.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
Yeah, I ain't worried about getting canceled. I'm black in America.
Yeah, nigga, please. Look at me.
Can they cancel black folks for being racist, though? I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Man, they'll find something you said, something about a white woman in 1996.
Dude, I ain't seen it. Y'all could probably just be out here fucking just saying cracker all the time. You're fine. I don't think.
Well, you know what? You're right.
The moment you don't say the wrong thing.
Hey, Jamal. Hey, Brandon. The moment they catch you cheating, though. Oh my God! Look at this nigga.
Well, yeah. Now that'll get you buried for sure. But I think you could be racist all you want. Like I said, I cannot think of one black person right offhand who's gotten canceled for being racist.
Give us some time. Well, I swear to God, you chin check any nigga who want to cancel you on Twitter. Tighten their life up. Boy, that motherfucker be sitting there with no Twitter finger. What you going to do? I'm going to get off Twitter. So you're right. I don't need those hands given to me from the gods.
listening. Bro, I'm going to say it real quick. My bad. Hey, look, it's some niggas out there that got killed. I want some Twitter beef. Twitter? Yeah, nigga, Facebook beef. What? You niggas are getting killed over words on the internet?
Believe it or not, Instagram bro, beef.
Oh, this nigga here died on Instagram like that. You finna, oh, okay. Yeah, you finna forever immortalize this nigga. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've only brought up Timbo for 60 episodes straight, so you might get immortalized, you know?
That nigga died funny, so you know.
he tried to be Evel Knievel and failed on the last stunt. Welcome back to episode 161, guys. We appreciate you coming out. The numbers are dropping, but the numbers are rising in people who are listening that are not from our country. So we need to step up our game and get those Americans back to work.
You ain't lying.
You ain't lying, but y'all boy killing us. But, you know, Dusty missed out last week, so... We're going to give a shout out to that chick again who peed on that dude. She peed singing in the rain on stage on his chest.
Stormy.
She had so much pee, that nigga Pennywise had to put on Georgia raincoat.
Dude.
Hold on. Georgia said, get an umbrella, my nigga. She going to kill her.
It was a astronomical amount of pee. Yeah, I was expecting just like a little dribble, but
you know, sexy pee. Not the Great Wall.
Just like a steady stream. That shit looked like a fucking shotgun blast of piss. It was like a stream 4 feet wide. You know, I've never seen piss come out like that.
You needed Noah Art to get around that nigga chest.
Dude, she had to have had to piss on stage for like the whole set. That had to have been towards the end of the set and she'd been drinking the whole time because damn, son.
I always remember when Pennywise take Georgia coat, nigga, it getting rough in the city.
George, why you Georgia, smell like you urine?
let's get the show started. Before we start, I want to ask one question because I asked Tanya this the other day. Do people with super white teeth freak you out?
Yes, kind of.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Motherfucker teeth looking like Jesus. You're like, damn, bro, back up a little bit. How white do they need to be? You take a picture, you think that nigga been bit by a zombie. Ah, damn, my nigga.
I'd be kind of jealous then. I'd be freaked out like, nigga.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
I had the same reaction. There's like a literal fucking glint coming off of their teeth. They're so fucking bright.
This would be how quick Brandon is right here. Hey, Brandon, when you see people with super white teeth, what do you hear?
Speaking of...
Death stalks you at every turn!
Grandpa?
Well, it does. Ah! There it is! Death!
And I always remember, people, no matter how white your teeth is, when you die... There will be a person taking that gold tooth from your mouth and probably your white one, too. Don't pull that old George Washington. I need them slave teeth. Hold up. How are the slave teeth better than your teeth?
Well, when you ain't got no teeth, I guess any teeth are better.
Can you imagine what your breath smell like? Ooh, your breath smell like the back of a horse's dick.
Your smells like corpse teeth.
Bruh. Do you know there's niggas out here breaking skulls and stealing necklaces? Like, nigga, that is your job. These nigga grave robbers, like, nigga.
Well, that's why I ain't gonna get buried with jack shit. You gonna bury me up and be disappointed, Jack.
Bury me naked, nigga. What you need? My spine? It ain't no good.
Well, when they come for that suit, yeah, you only got it for 45 minutes, yeah.
No, yeah. They take that suit before you go in the ground. Don't hey, man, drop get that suit off before you drop them.
Don't drop them. Hold up.
That's one of them premium suits. We got to get that back.
Suit repo here, nigga.
take your shoe.
Oh, the family being so disappointed. This shit ain't over with yet. It's over with now. You had the suit at 3 o'clock and then 3:02.
And if you never heard the episode, we talked about a rented suit that was way back in early 100s.
Yeah, probably like 109, I think.
Amazing thing, right? Let's get on down to this upper room. This is where we mourn the celebrities that we lost this week. And since I didn't do my DD or my due diligence, people like to put out there, only one person died this week. And it took me 20 minutes. Somebody said, you listen to rap music? I'm like, not really. Me heard they did the Young Dolph. I said, who? Like, yeah, they killed Young Dolph. I said, damn, for real. I like, bro, I'm trying to think of a Young Dolph song, and I could not picture that nigga face. I had him like a light skinned dude with dread, and I looked at his picture. I said, damn, I was totally wrong.
Oh, I wouldn't know Young Dolph if he ran me over in his car. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Yeah. You get him, little Yachty, Young Thug, and 29 Savage, or whatever his name
is. Well, he don't have dreads. He's just like a dark-skinned dude with a low haircut. Nah.
Man, I thought that nigga from Miami at first, but then again, I was like, Tennessee? I said, oh, I mean, hey, bro, I don't know. I thought the Young Dolphin, for Miami Dolphins or something.
Yeah. I've at least heard the name. But I'd be.
We've heard the name. We talked about Young Dolph before. He had like a couple of hits, but you know, as somebody was going through Spotify, I recognized none of them. Who the hell is Young Dolph? I'm sorry, Young Dolph. We do remember something that you did. We're gonna play it for you, Brandon.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
Sorry, yeah. To this man.
We apologize, homie. We just don't know you, man.
But allegedly,
we old. We old.
I was about to say, yeah.
So he's 36. That nigga around our age somewhere. Oh,
what? Really?
Yeah, he was dead at 36. He was shot coming out of the cookie shack. He went to go get his mama some cookies, and somebody gave him some lead. You know, damn. Bruh,
this is a place he said he always had to go when he came into town. And everybody knew he went to this place every time he come into town. You know how they know? Instagram. I'm like, what? Why? Yeah. If I know niggas trying to kill me, nigga, I'm at the bakery on 5th and Nard. Nigga, where this nigga at? In Louisiana, nigga, fuck them. Whatever, them niggas, this nigga shoot up somewhere I ain't at.
Word, he's the second person to get killed off of Instagram, at least. Yeah.
Was he on Instagram?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. He was popular.
No, no, I'm talking about, was he recording on Instagram when he got shot?
I don't think so. But even the news said, yeah, this was a regular cookie shop that he often, here it is on Instagram. He said he always have to go to so-and-so. So I'm like, this damn. Everybody should know where this nigga at.
True.
Well, I'm sorry this man died. You know, the sad thing about it is somebody daddy. It's somebody child who is no longer with them. That's the most saddest thing about it. The other sad thing is your name was Young Dolphin. I can't remember you. But, you know, we have a cousin. We have other young people in our family and older people. I love when black people like to shout out rapper. When you be like, damn, you liked him? Yeah, I listen to his music all the time. Ho, you lying. You lying to
me. Give me his top five singles.
You know, because everybody be on Instagram, Facebook, RIP Young Dog. Y'all ain't thought about Young Dog. Y'all ain't thought about it until they put their red tape over his coffin.
Ain't none of them niggas gonna show up.
Yeah, I'll take y'all's word for that.
Oh, bro, I sent so many people. RIP Young Dog, you was such a talent. I was like, really? Yeah. RIP to this young man. We sorry somebody killed you outside of your favorite cookie shack. Man, them folks who got their cookie shack gonna tell all rappers, do not come here. Do not spend your money here. It's no good.
Yeah. If you're in the industry that's dealing with rap and guns and violence, we don't want you.
But we really do. We are really sorry that Young Dolph, a.k.a. Young Dolph, because they didn't even put the nigga name in the thing, has passed away at the age of 36. Now you can go ride to heaven with Timbo. If you had him as your personal driver, he would have already killed them folks trying to kill you. He'd rolled the motherfuckers over in that truck and died on top of him. Don't worry about it, Young D. I got you, baby. What about Racist Joe? Young Dolph? What about Lil Flip? Nigga, what?
Flipping ratchet, nigga.
Lil Flip or ratchet. That's who I like to hear. I always remember people, before you call yourself Flipperachi, go do some research on Liberace. Liberace didn't play no game. He didn't give a fuck with he. Boy, I read up on Liberace. I like, damn, boy. Yep. Handling.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's why, like I said, I love Liberace. But like I said, you got to look up Liberace life. That nigga need a movie. He needs a real movie.
Hell, I think they gave him one.
Yeah, I thought he got one.
Did he?
I don't know, maybe. I'm completely but talking,
you
know, out of my
we
ass.
Love everybody on the Tokyo Black Hour. And the views of this show do not represent Dusty, Christian, or Lisa, or Brittany. Everybody else is free game. So these stories are going to be from November the 15th all the way to November the 21st, and it's almost Thanksgiving. And since we're going to give a little thanks to Dr. Grouchy first, we got a couple of things to talk to him about.
Yeah.
Nigga, the sea is turning red. The field with COVID blood.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, is it?
It's just fish on their periods. Don't panic. It's just fish on their periods.
Before we get to Dr. Fauci, a.k.a. Yes. Dr. Grouchy, let's get on down to Goodbye Staples Center. Hello, Crypto.com Arena. The most confusing name a nigga got to say for the next 20 years. The Staples Center is gone, but Crypto.com Arena is here, Jermaine.
Bruh. Do you know how many times they gonna say that shit? Think about it. That's the smartest move I ever heard in my life. How much did it cost, Jamar?
$700 million. That is the biggest name change ever for a stadium and the longest running deal. And I appreciate that, because that crypto.com, keep it going, baby. Keep those folks out there believing in that scam so we can get this money.
Hey, Jamar, moving on up to the east side. That shit rising.
I'm going to put my meat and coat on last week. I mean, that week when I heard that shit, but I had to take it off.
I hope we put it back on the hanger, brother.
Mm-mm. Mm. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. So let's talk about this. Hey, Dr. Fauci, we had a Houston doctor. She resigned from her post.
Why?
Oh, because the hospital said she was spreading misinformation about COVID. She told the hospital that she was only going to see non-vaccinated people. And she said a couple other things on Twitter, and they tried to fire her, and then she resigned. And all I could hear Dr. Fauci saying is, now that's a woman who don't know about two masks.
Did she have on any mask?
No, buddy, but she was dead ass serious. She said she says vaccinated people are getting people sick in so many words, but she said she only going to see unvaccinated people. And the hospital said, you got to leave, my man. Don't worry about your back.
Did she say vaccinated people were making people sick? Yeah.
No, they just said she was spreading misinformation, but she said she was only going to be seeing non-vaccinated people in her office.
Yeah, so the article is a bit misleading because I read it.
Yeah, I didn't read it. Tell me more.
Yeah. So this lady, she was like, I am going to treat unvaccinated COVID patients because somebody has to. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's like, nice.
Yeah, she was like, man, unvaccinated people deserve to have health care too, and this, that, and the third, and I'm not scared to see a fucking unvaccinated patient. So, you know, everybody else was kind of hesitant, so I fucking decided I would step up and look at unvaccinated people almost exclusively just because, you know, they're having a rough time.
And, you know, that is the greatest money since ever, because goddamn all the money of the motherfucker who ain't vaccinated coming in there, who's still going to a lot of palooza and all parties with people spitting in your face and mouth, you know. You just went to a concert and, man, got peed on.
Gross.
Yeah, that's true. We got COVID going around. Is there such thing as COVID pee?
Nigga, you got COVID flatulence and COVID heel.
I don't know if it was a thing before, but it probably definitely is after that soaking.
Fucking real talk. I'm going to just put it plain and simple. If we go to a concert and a lady piss on Brandon's chair, you can't get in my car.
Yeah, fuck no.
You can't get in my car smelling like pee.
No, you're going to have to catch an Uber, because I'm with you. You're not getting my car soaked in fucking urine. Dude, I finally realized what it reminds me of. Y'all ever see that video of that fucking rhino taking a piss? And he fucking pisses like a 20-foot fucking circle of piss. It was like that. She pissed like a rhino.
Good going, people. Shout out to the doctor. I don't really know how she was giving misinformation, because I only read the headline of the story because I thought the headline was going somewhere else, but they lied to us again. Yeah. But Dr. Fauci did say, that's a woman who don't know how to wear two masks. Moving on to Pfizer. Shout out to them. They're making a COVID pill, and they're trying to get it rushed through the system so you can take it. The only way you can take this medicine is you have 30 pills. How fast can you take 30 pills?
I mean,
at one time?
At least Friday, Saturday.
You got 5 days to take 30 pills. Bitch, I take 2 pills and I'm choking. Like Brandon said, 30 pills? Yeah. Not the one they're going to have you getting you a urinary tract infection through your asshole, probably.
Yeah, I mean, 30 pills in 5 days ain't Nathan. That's 5 pills a day. Get out of here.
That's sweetness. We're going to come down the line.
Especially to get rid of some Rona. I mean, yeah.
Bro, how does a nigga tell you need a 30-day supply of my junk? And they going to make you feel good. Snake oil.
Might just be a fucking 30 pack of fucking Percocets or something. Be
just OD, nigga. OD.
He's homing out the mouth. Get me some of that shit before he go. I don't know. 30 pills seems a bit excessive, people. You can't reduce that shit to like 10 pills.
I mean,
imagine taking, you got diabetes, high blood pressure, glucose problems. You taking all them pills. I ain't getting that shot. I'm going to take the EP.
You going to take that on top of all your other medicines? Okay.
Make sure you drink a lot of fluid.
I mean, what's the code to the safe? Because you ain't waking up.
5 pills a day. Who has time for that?
Old people, they take about 20. Nigga, you see them little packages? Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday boxes.
Bruh, can you imagine how many pills a normal local joker take right about now? And don't be going through like no mental stress. And then they can give you 12 pills.
I don't know.
I don't know, bruh.
Ain't on no pills at the moment.
Me either. But I know I seen some new antidepressant pill, bro. They like, please, if you have like suicidal thoughts, antidepressant pills can worsen this. Nigga, you selling me antidepressant pills and you gonna tell me this shit worsen? So this shit works for half of the people, but the other nigga gonna go loco. What are we doing here, man?
Yeah, or like it'll treat your depression but give you fucking anal polyps and fucking a rash and, you know, all kinds of shit. I'm like, dude, the cure sounds worse than the disease, you know?
Yeah, niggas just walk around unhappy. You want anal rectal explosions?
We're not anti-vaxxers on the show. I'm just saying, bro, if you taking 30 pills in 5 days, ain't no telling. They tell me, oh, everything turned out right. But all the people we tested, you need to test 12. You need to test really about 500 million people before you figure out what's really going on. But hey, man, it is what it is.
You tested 2 niggas. It's Gucci.
Believe in the science. Tell them, Fauci. Yeah.
Believe money, in the nigga. Science.
Put I'm on a celebrity six masks, now. Take 30 pills, and kiss your goddamn gastrointestinal disease goodbye.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Anything can happen.
Not out the Pfizer, bro. When I heard they had pills, I said, okay, a pill probably sound like it might be a little more easy than getting a shot. I said, 30 in 5 days. Can I take aspirin with it? You can't take any other medicine. Just these five pills a day.
Can I take my blood pressure medicine?
No. That shit will take you to the moon. You take that shit, you might not wake up. Take these pills. These for young people and people at high risk.
No, okay. Nigga, fish gonna be balled up when he wake up.
So moving on. So now they talking about COVID spiking again with no end in sight.
I'm sick of these people.
And bro, like I say, I think we need to be fighting these viruses the old school way. You know what I mean? I know it kills some people. I don't know, bro. I don't know what we really doing, but you see like certain countries who have like 80% vaccination rates going through the roof. Oh, I heard a nigga say, boy, but Atlanta doing good. I said, fuck Atlanta. You know, fuck Georgia. Georgia is a small fish in a big pond, my nigga. You need to wonder why that country over there ain't doing so good. Okay, half of their people ain't at 90% vaccination. They just breakthrough cases. Don't be worrying about that shit. It's all good.
Hey, yeah. That's same shit having a Resident Evil. It's a breakthrough case.
Shit, nigga, we just blow the whole city up. It'll be straight on the hell, yeah.
Yeah, won't one of them shaky motherfuckers get out of here with it? Nah, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Fauci said.
Look, I'm drunk, but this is ridiculous.
Bro, I don't know. But you realize, like, he don't dial back his TV situation. Like, he been still doing Twitter and everything, but you don't see him on TV no more. Ever since they pulled out that Wuhan lab shit with his name on it.
Hey, mister, I got some mail from you. What is it? I'm saying you got served, nigga. Look at the paper.
Yeah, bro, they asked him about that shit. He get a little testy about that Wuhan lab shit. He be like, then my nigga, just answer the question. If you can tell me to put on 6 masks, 2 masks, 3 masks, you can answer the question about why you got this lab in Wuhan testing animal viruses.
What was his? I mean, my bad, Brandon. What was his reply?
If you don't get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
Nah, that nigga reply was give him the mask with the chloroform on it.
Yeah.
We're tighten his ass up. We get finished.
He told him.
Don't wear no goddamn mask. Well, we went kind of long on that. Let's get on down to good old American News. That shit took 7 days and 20 minutes. But guess what, people? I read a nice article about LeBron James and how everybody in this, you know, everybody's mad at him in the sports world because he don't talk about China and what's going on in China. Let me tell you something. I'm going to break something down to you. I'm going to say something real quick. China is now the richest country on earth.
Yeah, that's true. We are no longer number one.
I always remember, nigga, number one is a winner. Number two, nobody remember. That was the Nelly song, if you forgot.
Yeah, from the song One, Number One. Yeah.
Let me tell you here, Billy. So somebody, I hear a dude on the radio every day, LeBron James, you never say nothing about China. LeBron James said that in his country. You take all that money from them, guess what, my nigga? Until America addresses China, then you can worry about LeBron James addressing China. You don't fuck up your goddamn money because some hillbilly say you not fight for other people's rights. Ain't nobody in China over here fighting for no nigga rights. Am I right or am I wrong?
I'm not sure. I don't really keep a finger on the pulse of what China is.
I mean, I don't see them asking the nigga for some salvation, so I don't know.
I don't know, man. I put it out there in the real, but motherfuckers be complaining about celebrities. Bro, ain't nobody questioning China on shit. Everything is made from slavery. Every T-shirt we wear, every pair of socks, your computer, that Xbox, that TV, we know it's made from slavery. Do we ask China why they keep getting their shit made from slavery?
No.
Oh, nigga, they make good product. It's fucked up. It's like the American way, bro. That's what the Americans instill in us. We fucked up.
I think they went from $7 trillion in 2000 to them nigga having $120 trillion in 2020.
How do you have all that money and all that famine?
That is a fair question, sir.
But who in the fuck gonna go and say we need to go stand up for China? They shoot niggas over there for real. They're like me going to Russia and talking about goddamn Putin. Now I'm like, let's go fight for Putin. Now, my man, not my type of jazz.
And from what I understand, people in China aren't all that fucking mad about it, about being in China. You know, like they're communist, and you know, Xi's kind of, he's a little wishy-washy, but he ain't the worst dictator you could be under. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, I just don't get it, man. LeBron James can't say China. Ain't nothing that nigga can do. Hey, don't fuck up your own bag for some white people who don't fuck with you. Yeah. Would you lose all your money fucking with China trying to stand up?
What? Man, for what? Yeah, nigga, me. Please.
Me, no. But like, you know, it is kind of fucked up if you're gonna be out there crusading. You know what I mean? It's a little crusaded. Fucked up.
He said he's gonna worry about his people here. Yeah. A lot of people don't like to hear that shit. He don't did a lot of shit for black people. And they be like, he don't talk about China. That nigga building schools over here. He paying out 40 homes a year for motherfucker. And I don't see no white man saying, let's go down the hood and rebuild the city.
Oh, hey, man, good on him. I applaud him for that. Yeah, well, like
make
I said,
your money, man. Yeah. Ain't like make said, your money, man. You can't. Little, you can only crusade for one up. Goddamn chapter of your life. You can't fight all the battles. Am I right or am I wrong?
I mean, yeah, sure, you're right. That's why I don't fight any of them. Yeah.
There you go. Nigga, what you want to fight America, China, and Russia for? Nigga, you are just a celebrity. In the end of the day, China has killed celebrities like North Korea has killed celebrities. What you do, mind your business.
Or, I mean, I do have opinions on stuff, but I keep them to myself and then just, you know, act accordingly.
Yeah, like some of the NBA get all that money from China, nobody says a thing. You know why? Because we are built on what, Brandon? Money.
Living in America.
Yeah, we built on money. Ain't nobody built on being poor. If LeBron James lost every dollar tomorrow, how would you feel? You would feel the same if he had all the money, right?
Yeah, indifferent. I mean, we'd probably laugh at him on the podcast under you done fucked your money up, but.
Yeah, don't fuck your money up dealing with other people. Like I said, I don't have a problem. We can go fight for China any day you want to, but until America stand up and say, China, you're fucking us. Russia, you're fucking us. Until somebody really, truly say something, can't nobody question China, bro.
Yeah, true that.
And like I said, until niggas stop wearing them nice designer T-shirts that they like, the designer plans that came from China and India, slave labor. Your computer we looking at now, these beautiful ass mics. Nigga, this was made in a part of China I can't even say.
Yeah, and they ain't making no $15 an hour, I can tell you that.
Slave labor. Everything is made out of slave labor, nigga. Your glasses. When you go to Zenny.com and get them glasses for a nickel. Shit. It is a nigga making them out of hand. putting it out there. So,
somebody lost a hand.
More than likely. All those Christmas trees, those fake Christmas trees, we got anything we have a supply demand issue, a supply issue on right now. You know you got to take that shit up, Will?
Living in America.
Now you got to take it up with China because they just ain't got it. Moving on to Russia, boy, we got to talk about Russia for a second. Them hillbillies had the nerve to blow up a satellite the week before Thanksgiving. Dude, and Brandon?
This shit was fucking gangster as hell. Yeah, they didn't ask anybody. They had their own fucking cosmonauts on the goddamn International Space Station and still blew that bitch up. They had to fucking get in their escape pods just in case the debris came fucking flying through that bitch. The Russians gave zero shits. It's like the most Russian thing ever. Oh, yeah. Shout out to our Russian listeners, too.
We appreciate that shit. That was pretty bossy. You know, y'all nigga were going to explode a $10 trillion space station.
Didn't clear it with nobody. That was like some old satellite. They were testing the fucking satellite missile, you know, blowing up missile. Didn't tell anybody. Didn't clear it with anybody. They just drugged their nuts all over space.
And yet again, you want LeBron James to do what about China? What can he really do if a nigga blow? I'm just putting China in there. Say they blowed up a Russian. They blowed up a Chinese satellite. What you going to do, nigga? You want to make it out here alive, don't you?
Word. Man, people were pissed. And I haven't heard a response from Russia if they even gave one beside a fucking middle finger. Yeah. That's motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
They that nigga Joe Biden taking his mid-morning nap, standing up. What the fuck you mean Russia blowed up a satellite? Satellite.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, they drugged their nuts all over space. It was a gangster move for sure.
And bro, if we do not address this shit, is it too late for us to address it now? Is it just over with?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Because sanctions and all that shit don't really hurt nobody. They still building shit, still got money. Okay. You giving them a spanking on the ass.
Dude, Putin's like a billionaire. He don't give a fuck about no sanctions. Yeah, the sanctions can eat a dick as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, like I said, he nigga blew up a satellite. That's finna take down a $10 trillion space station on a satellite that ain't even working. Nigga, what you gonna say? America.
Right, do something. Say when. Yeah.
And all we did to get on Fox News and talk shit. They shouldn't be doing that. Joe Biden should be out there blowing them up. Y'all, if we was in Afghanistan for 20 years, nigga, it ain't gonna work.
No. That would be, shit has gone way left if we're actually gonna finally throw down with Russia. I mean, it is the fight that's been brewing for, a good 100 years.
I don't get it, bro, but you got niggas on the space station with Americans and other Asians and other cultures.
Yeah, that's true.
We work together on some things, but not all things.
Yeah, some things we got to keep to ourselves,
I'm telling you, when the aliens come, we're going to be fucked up. We can take them now. They're too busy fighting each other.
Yeah,
I don't like no goddamn Russians. I don't like no goddamn Americans. We shooting each other while we getting put in bondage by aliens for anal probes.
Shit, that's how we fucking reached a utopia in Star Trek as aliens showed up. But I think they got it all wrong. I don't think we're going to like band together in peace. We're going to see something that's way different than us and all band together as one human hatred to beat back these alien fucks.
Oh, nah, they're going to be every like selfish Watchmen nigga for themselves. Blow your goddamn brains out, Jerry. I can't goddamn stand, Jerry. Goddamn aliens coming, I don't like you. You better put that honey bun down, my lady. But my son is hungry. He can eat the rack.
You gonna see some real cold cut. You gonna see some real clean cut dusty nigga turning to fucking Mad Max. Like, oh shit!
Only one gonna be ready. The ones who getting ready.
You don't think we band together as one to repel an alien invasion?
Hell no, bro. Nigga, racism is alive.
I don't know, man. I think once there's something other than ourselves that rednecks and hood rats would come together as one.
You know, it'd all be those, a free for all.
All those tiny fucking guns. Yeah.
I don't know, Brandon. I don't think so. I think it'd be a free for all. Motherfuckers just be killing because they know they can kill. Fuck them.
No white folks. I ain't saving the world with no nigga. Oh, right here, nigga. I know. I can see you. He'd be the first one to get blown away. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. It ain't nighttime yet.
You know them black folk. We going to be getting back at y'all white folk. Charge. They going to be killing y'all. We going to be sitting there smoking a cigar. We going to go in there after all them go.
You're going to give us the old fucking William Wallace special.
Give you that whole thing, boy. Moving on. Go ahead, Brandon.
Nothing. I was just laughing.
Motherfuckers irresponsible and dangerous. Nigga, they blowed up something. They didn't even give a fuck. You can't tell Russia. You can't tell China. And for some reason, we can't tell North Korea none.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to, play with the kid gloves on, War crimes. Yeah.
Let's get on somebody who can't play with the kid gloves on. Let's get on down to Fox News. I'm sorry I always jack your name up, but we know I can't rewrite or recite. Kamala Harris, she bombs the ABC interview.
Kamala.
That white dude said that shit tickled me to death.
one down here. Kamala, whatever her name is.
Yeah, that nigga said like Kamala Mala. I said, y'all white folks stupid. Y'all nigga be saying we got some fucked up name. Y'all can't even say regular name. Kamala Harris, she bombs an ABC interview on the White House tensions. And bro, they has taken her name off from doing what was the recent thing they took her name off from doing? The infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
People have been talking about the infrastructure bill. They took her name straight off.
Oh, dude, I hear that it is troubled times in the old Biden-Harris ticket. Yeah.
Wow, what's happening? She's showing her cards.
She trash, bro. She not likable. And she fuck up everything. And then you got Joe Biden. You gotta wheel him in like George Clooney on Batman for everything.
Well, Joe put her in charge of that fucking debacle down at the border and left her fucking hanging out to dry on that one. And then fucking, what was it? He fucked her on something else and I can't remember what exactly it was. I guess their fucking aides are fighting and yeah, he's not fucking cluing her in on anything. He's giving her these mundane bullshit tasks to do.
Way to treat a woman, Democrat.
keeping her out of the fucking war rooms and shit. Like, yeah, she's totally in the dark about what's going on. It is a fucking mess from what I've read.
Well, at least he had a surgery and she became president for 6 hours.
Yeah,
bro, somebody wrote an article and said she is known as the highest ranking woman to ever have power since he was doing surgery. I said, what are y'all talking about here? She was the president for female president for the longest time ever. I'm like, dude, what are y'all talking about here?
Small victory, my man.
So we've had our first female president, huh?
I'll tell you, boy. Small mind, right? Small stories. What happened to the media actually doing their own due diligence out there, getting a good juicy story? These motherfuckers be selling out now for goddamn paychecks.
They got Wikipedia now.
Once that 24-hour news cycle hit, it was a wrap. Yeah, it was a wrap.
Bro, ain't nothing going on for 24 hours. Nigga be telling me about cats living in a tiny home. Nigga, I don't care about that shit. How many people got blowed up in goddamn Afghanistan, the cabal last week?
Or they'll just repeat the same stories, just a slightly different.
Man, I watch the news all the time, bro, and it's a repeat from the morning to the midday to the evening, nigga.
You know why? I couldn't figure it out. I said, why do we need 24-hour news? Once the man figured out how to work a man for 24 hours, do you realize at one point in time, at nighttime, it was never that many people working? Bro, you got the whole country working at 24 hours a day. It's a nigga on night shift, day shift, night shift, day and morning shift. It's a motherfucker working 24 hours a day. America has become, the whole world has become a moving clock that doesn't stop. Not even when a nigga die in the warehouse, throw a tarp and keep going.
Yep, the wheels
in the sky keep on turning. So Kamala Harris, you taking L after L after L. Let's get on down to Mr. Rittenhouse. Cal Rittenhouse got found not guilty on all three charges. Like I say, bruh, what a only place you can shoot two men, maim another when they get off.
Living in America.
Well, let's not forget you can kill your ex-old lady and her lover and get off, so.
Well, I don't put that out there because the glove didn't fit, so, you know, you must have quit. That's the goddamn cleanest line ever. If the killer glove was too big for his hand, that means somebody else did the killing.
The bullet's grain was fine, so you must decline.
Hey, whatever it is, baby. If a killer left a glove and it don't fit that nigga hand, who glove is it?
Well, when you let your hand swell up because of the diabetes, you know what I'm saying?
That seems like a lot to lose your goddamn hand over diabetes.
Yeah, when you stop taking your medicine for like a week so your hand will swell up. Yeah.
Well, his feet should have swollen up. He shouldn't be able to walk in the court. He should be in pain.
Shouldn't have put those Bruno Marleys on. Yeah, we're way off topic here, but
you one said it, brother.
I know. I just had to take a shot, but yeah, I think the thing that fucking got him off was when that dude had to admit that he was pointing that gun at him. You know?
No, bro. The thing they got that nigga off is he picked his own jury out of a hat. I ain't never seen that shit happen in my goddamn life. The judge threw out all his Twitter videos. He threw out another video. And I'm like, damn, bro, this all the damning shit right here.
Dude, yeah, that motherfucking judge was off the rack. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker was on one. I couldn't believe some of the shit that guy was doing. You know, I was like, goddamn, is it Cal Rittenhouse granddaddy? Like,
yeah, and I love the meme. They had them nigga playing Call of Duty together.
That one was a classic, yes.
And I just don't understand, man. I understand. It's to the point, like, bro, he threw out this case that this nigga was 16. He was past curfew. Any motherfucker had a gun he was supposed to have unregistered in that state. I like, damn, bro, any regular man, right, maybe colored man would have been cooked by now.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, I can't believe this shit. His motherfucking mom should be on trial more than anybody. Yeah. Like I said, if I'd went to my mom's, strapped up with an AR-15, said, hey, will you drive me into Alabama so I can go deliver medical aid in these riots? She would have told me to sit my ass down, you know, put that goddamn gun up before you shoot yourself and go sit down, you know?
How many white people have guns at 16? And my mama didn't play no guns into the house. Nigga, I got my first gun in my 30s.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I mean, we had guns in our house. Yeah.
My mama didn't play no gun shit in the house.
Yeah. I mean, they were my dad's, and he told me to never, ever touch him or he'd beat me to death. So, you know, wasn't like I was running around with a fucking shotgun. I mean, I had plenty of pellet guns and shit like that.
My mama threw all guns in the trash, even played guns. I guess that's how it worked. That's how it rolled. But, like, you dropped your 16-year-old son off. You must didn't like him that much. You must have had that insurance policy fresh. If you dropped him off in the middle of that chaos.
Yeah, maybe she just didn't like him and figured he was going to get fucking iced.
Yeah. Utterly ridiculous. Man. Like I said, we're going to move on from that because that shit there is ridiculous. They're going to be doing case studies about that case for the rest of their life, like the OJ case, and see what happened. No way in God's green earth. That nigga should have been cooked, bro. You left a man alive. Killer.
That's the only song we're playing there. 3-6 Mafia. Killer. That shit's strange to me. It is what it is. Hey, look.
And then, you know, they had the National Guard out there. They talking about all them people going to ride and tear down the city. And black people just said, they just went back to work.
Well, like it's insane.
Like I said, ain't no black folks get killed, so why would they...
No, white folk were hoping we were gonna come out and tear down the city with them. We were like, no, not really, Dup. You know what I mean? That's one of y'all boys there.
Right, yeah, you're gonna do your own riding. We never do our own riding. Yeah.
You gotta get somebody riled up first. Like I said, I don't know if white people doing a kamikaze style shit and just freeing everybody they can because they know their numbers getting smaller and smaller. Is Kyle Rittenhouse Damien from The Omen? Are we saving that nigga for the end of the world? Bruh. I don't know what's going on.
Bro, they were treating that nigga with praise. The internet politician, he was just a man standing his ground in America. He was defending his Second Amendment right. I'm just like this.
That nigga 16, bro. He ain't got no rights. His rights to be in the bed by 9.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Prom is coming up. What you wearing?
Yeah. And then that goddamn fucking Gates offered him a fucking job. Yeah. Before.
That's another thing. Before what kind of job fucking, he gonna do in the government?
Yeah. Yeah, before he was even fucking exonerated, that motherfucker was giving him a job. I was like, you don't want to wait. And I was like, oh, well, this motherfucker might be behind bars with him pretty soon.
To do what? Like I said, bro, ain't nobody fucking with Kyle Rittenhouse. He can't go to no normal school no more.
Man, he can't be around normal people no more, bro,
because people, he going to be over sensationalized everywhere he go. And they going to be somebody who going to try him. Oh, you going to kill people, huh? Think you going to get away with it, huh?
Oh, that's
slap. He gotta go to home school. And you know what, I ain't seen that one picture of his mama.
Yeah, like I said, she's the one who should have been on trial in my opinion.
The whole family. Hey, look, all y'all thinking. Going to jail, Jax.
Yeah. But I mean, if he was getting attacked, then yeah.
Man, fuck, nigga, prom. Prom coming up.
Fuck around and find out, I guess.
This nigga need to be living like super bad, nigga. Not like Shaft.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. He never ever should have been there in the first place.
Like I said, God gonna deal with him later. Believe me. Once that popularity wear off and the white folk leave you out there with your diaper on and you 17, tell me who gonna take care of me? Shit, man, you know. He ain't popping no more, Tiger King.
But those other three motherfuckers shouldn't have been out there either, so.
Yeah. Bro, let me tell you something. The fact is, they adults. Let them make their own decision. This nigga 16. He can't even order pizza by himself without his mama debit card. This nigga out here, but he got AR-16 finna go blow some people away. You see how that shit, how crazy that is?
Why in the hell we want to prosecute? That nigga would have been mad at me, killer. You know, so I've been playing. So I walk in there.
Yeah, the judge would have thrown me out of court. I said, this nigga here full of shit. I ain't never seen no courthouse run like this, Jack. Like, you, what's the point of you being nice to him when he cussing you out? Nigga, I'm a lawyer. Whose side are you on? You supposed to be neutral.
Man, Brandon. I wish you were a lawyer and talked like that.
Yeah. Man, they'd be mad. Hey, Jamar, look, the twin lawyers, they don't take no shit. Punk ass Crocker, what you think this is? Huh? You think you Judge Judy, nigga? You Judge Rudy, nigga?
Constantly getting held in contempt.
Yeah. But bro, it's ridiculous. That judge should have never did any of that. But moving on, let's get on down to Atlanta Airport. Brittany sent us this story from WSB TV that they had a live shooter, and then they said it wasn't a live shooter. When I see niggas going ducking up under everything, which I don't understand why white people be trying to hide up under the ropes. What you need to do is find your exit strategy and get the hell up out of there.
Man, they say the best thing to do is hit the dirt. Yeah.
Don't hit the dirt so you can goddamn get stepped on. Get you a good strong step on. Goddamn, get to pushing everybody out the way. Big, small, or tall. Need the handicap kind of, you know, help them out if you can.
They're going to break them ankles, nigga. They're going to break all them ankles from stepping on you. You don't want to hit the dirt.
Because I be trying to stiff on them niggas when they start getting that crowd shit. I get real strong, like Ultimate Prime, when everybody be running past them. He be trying to save that child. Oh, Jack, keep moving. Even I got to drag your feet, nigga, get up. What about my wallet and shoes? We'll get you a new one. Oh, yeah, his shoe, no. Jack. Yeah, don't run ass. Until we leave the airport. Dad, you ran all the way home. We safe, ain't we?
Oh,
shit.
But I think that they said that dude, Jack, he a convicted two-time felon trying to come through the airport with a gun and go out. Nigga, I say, hey, Brandon, can you vouch for me on this? I have never seen him pick a black man up so fast. White people shooting the damn airport. Nigga be missing for a month. This nigga been picked up in an hour and 6 seconds.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
Don't get it, boy. Well, like I said, it is what it is, though. Somebody said, I heard bang, bang, bang. Did he shoot or was he not shooting? What really happened?
I thought somebody just accidentally discharged a gun.
The two-time felon. He was the one who discharged the gun with his monkey ass.
You asked a serious question. And you know, white folk, I know y'all hate to, I know y'all hate to hear the N-word, but you know y'all white folk like, those niggas shoot. Because you know black folk was saying, niggas shoot. Get up out of here. The employee had already locked y'all inside the airport. The Uber drivers don't drove up. The police don't. The police don't ran off. Cause you know they car 12 light years away on the other end of the international side. Cause that's the only side they let them nigga park for free. Moving on. Let's get on down. I am not. Let's get on down to Rittenhouse case one more time. Trump lawyer Lynn Wood threatened to sue Rittenhouse lawyers for calling him an idiot. And this story is from Newsweek.com. I don't even know who Lynn Wood is. Lawyer Lynn Wood?
Yeah, I don't know. Some white dude.
Yeah, well, moving on in. No need to talk about white dudes and they shenanigans. Let's get on down to the NYPost.com and Mike Tyson shenanigans. You know how he won all those fights?
Apparently he was fucking hoes.
Allegedly, it said Mike Tyson would bang the shit out of groupies in pre-fight sex rump. Cause he said he had so much testosterone, he didn't want to kill the guy in the ring. I'd have been like, "Dude, nah, my nigga, you don't get none to the party done."
Yeah, go out there, hey, look.
Yeah.
Make it work, nigga.
If I learned anything from Rocky, is it weakens the knees, you know?
Well, Rocky lying. Well, don't you?
Before you go out and beat some ass, that's what you want to do.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. Got to, nigga. It might be your last time.
Fair enough, just in case he got killed in the ring.
He Mike Tyson. If you bang Mike Tyson before a goddamn a major fight for him, you in history books. You got to be.
Well, I mean, I guess you are now that it's coming out, you know.
I don't know.
Probably had to sign an NDA, you know. Couldn't talk about it.
I doubt it. You're a Mike Tyson group, and maybe what you gonna say? Ah!
Yeah, get that Gibbons special. Yeah.
Bad line, that bitch. I can't stand her. That bitch lie. I always said that shit. If that nigga hit that bitch, man, your face been swole up for 10 years.
Good said.
I'm just saying, okay, I don't care for Robert Gibbons. She a liar. That nigga smacked you. You know, your head had been off your shoulders. Like what?
He know the lawyers, was he had, how much testosterone did he have when he hit you? Was it afterwards or before?
Don't get
twisted, people. Just like a woman, when you ain't had a lot of sex in a while and you are angry, you know when you let off that great Niagara fall or whatever you want to call it, yo, you can get beat up real easy. You want to catch a man, catch him after a good one. You can wear him out. Cause it gonna take, it's like waking up from your sleep. He all disoriented, weak. You're drained. You need a glass of water. Same thing go for women. You be sitting there laying butt naked. You eat. You open season.
But
good going, Mike Tyson. We glad you didn't kill nobody in the ring because you was having sex with the apple of a bunch of daddy's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
All these stroke, random damn. Women he having sex with, and all of them with the apple of their daddy eye at one time.
Applesauce.
You know, what did you do today, daughter? Oh, I went into the Mike Tyson fight. Way up to the back of your neck. I fell down the stairs at this fight. That shit got Tyson on the back of his ring in your neck. What are you doing?
It's my life and I want to live it.
I always remember, if you're going to be a groupie man or woman, just realize one day that person who you're giving it up to will no longer be famous, and you had just wasted your time. Is that wrong to say?
No, not at all. You gotta
if
wait.
You slept with the rapper and that nigga can't make child support this month, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Nah, just make sure you have some picture of a nigga in the youth. Don't wait till you get broke. Wait till you have some money. Show that picture. Don't show the new picture.
Moving on to Ain't He Good, Don't Want He Will. Sometime God give it and sometime he take it away. But this time he giving us a little something special. So this is from NBCNews.com. A young lady in Argentina, she has been cured of HIV. Her own immune system helped her out. And I was like, wow, that's nice. Yeah. Over 1 billion of her cells have helped her beat HIV. Now, you know what happened now. Once they start to beat HIV, we got to get something worse.
We already had it. HIV plus 3. Mm. Remember a couple years ago, it was like super HIV or something was hanging around town.
Yeah, they call it like super AIDS or something can kill you in 2 weeks. And I'm like, God damn, my nigga. What are we doing here? It's only sex. We supposed to be able to have sex with anybody and anything, well, any human body, with no repercussions.
They put the kibosh on that shit. I ain't heard that shit since. Pay attention, Brandon.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, it documents that a person's own immune system may have cured her of HIV. Nigga, it wasn't Jesus Christ who cured her HIV. Did she just wake up and say, hey, I'm AIDS free?
Yeah, I guess everybody's immune system, everybody else's immune system sucks. Yeah.
Nah, bro, just that shit been around so long. It's just like antibiotics. kids immune to that shit. Cause we keep pumping them full of it. Your body will learn how to fight the new virus. I always do.
Yeah, fair enough.
It only sucks for those people who catch it in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. RIP those people.
Please. And no matter. Moving on. Me, Jermaine, and Brandon, Dusty, and Christian, we all love Fun Burgers, right? You love Fun Burgers?
I don't know that I've ever had a Fun Burger.
Well, this is from the AV Club. This is going to be a Fun Burger. This is a cow escapes a ranch and he heads to the local resort. This nigga gets stuck on a water slide. How he got up into the water slide blows my mind. But I'm telling you, dude, something is going on with the animals. Nobody's paying attention to this shit. This said a cow intended for the slaughterhouse have now been given a name and a stay of execution or whatever.
Right.
Oh, he was in Brazil.
Yeah.
Animals know when they're getting slaughtered now. You can no longer lie to them and be like, oh, we all going to Disneyland. Nah, nigga, we going to Slaughterland. We know, like, animals are starting to pick up on that shit. And don't forget, we had 4 trucks last year that flip over that all had cows in them when they went around the curve. And true enough, half of those cows died.
Yeah, if you want to make an omelet,
But they say cows know when they're going around a curve. So what they do is just shift their weight to make the truck fall over. And see, but the cows ain't smart enough to walk in the woods. They just stand on the expressway and get ran over by everybody else's car. Y'all figured out one part. Y'all just ain't figured out the exit plan.
Well, in another 2,000 years, they'll be
eating us.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
Man, shout out to this cow, man. That motherfucker went for a hell of a vacation. He even got on the ride and got stuck. I bet he was like, ooh, move. These legs too big. I mean, these legs too small. They had to come, get the jaws of life, tear up the ride to get him out.
Yeah, and the slide was only rated for like 450 pounds, so most people couldn't comprehend why the slot, you know, they were like, the cow's lucky the slide didn't just fucking disintegrate and drop it, you know.
You lucky them nigga did their due diligence and put that shit up right. He would have been American. The whole slide would have fell apart. He would have broke both legs. He would have had to go to the slaughterhouse with a full broken leg.
Yeah, hell, he got slaughtered on the spot, probably.
That's true, too. Who gonna clean up all them cow guts? But hey, somebody did some good craftsmanship there.
Yeah, true that. They didn't skimp.
Nah, cause that goddamn cow should have broke that shit and killed 12 more thousand people. But hey, man, we appreciate y'all.
They must have got the good temps.
The good engineering temp. Moving on to www.thesun.com. So this is a jaw-dropping moment from a biblical plague. Not really. I don't even know who can count 50 million crabs head to the ocean to breed.
Dude, you ever seen these? Like, it happens, I don't know if it's once a year or once every, you know, 5 years.
And these are cannibalistic crabs, too. So I don't know. They're eating whatever they can get. They're going to have some sex, eat their mates, and come back to land and eat everything else.
Well, yeah. Dude, it's fucking, it is weird, man. You know, like a swarm of anything freaks me out. That's why I don't like ants. They're always, you don't ever see just like one ant. There's always got to be a group of them, you know. And it was just crabs as far as the eye can see. I don't know. And I ain't even like worried about crabs like that, but once it's a swarm of crabs.
Oh, they came from Christmas Island off of Western Australia. Like I told you, boy, you want to stop 50 million cannibalistic crabs? Nigga, 50 gallons of hot boiling hot water. We can get that crab meat frying in the city today.
I was about to say, in some butter.
Goddamn black folks be like this, nigga, what? You ain't got that crab meat on deck, do you? It smell like crab out here.
Bottomless buckets of crab.
Oh, hell yeah. You would have thought those crab burnt down with the other billion animals. Like, has Australia jumped back from that?
I don't know.
That was last year, nigga. A billion animals burned to death. Kangaroos, koala, everything. And we in America like this. 50 million crab. Nigga, a billion animals got burned to a cinder.
I think they are still kind of fucked up out there with like mudslides and shit like that, I think.
God working mysterious ways. Moving on to BuzzFeedNews.com. We all remember the QAnon shaman, right? Who stormed the Capitol?
We sure do, unfortunately.
The same hillbilly who cried to get out of his jail so he can get vegan meals, which they did. Like I said, black people been crying to get out of jail for 90 years. I didn't do anything. Nigga, prove it. I got the proof right here. Give it to me. Burn that proof. But this man can goddamn get out of jail for vegan meal. This nigga looks 75 years old. He took that shaman hat off. I ain't know he looked so old. That motherfucker, he balding and branded, and then he got like little patches of hair on his head. I said, you definitely can't work.
Yeah, I thought this motherfucker was like 25. Turns out he's like 55.
Or at was least he 55?
No, he looks 55. I'm not sure how old
he looks.
He
looks all of 55.
Yeah, I thought this dude was like some young ass stupid kid, but turns out he's some old dumbass.
He get 3 years in prison, still live his mama. You know, I'm Jacob Chansley.
Maybe.
Who gives a fuck, man? That nigga need to be in jail. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I'm back now. My internet is working again, but sometimes God give it, and sometimes God take it away. He looked down upon Mr. Jacob, and he said, hello, my friend. God, is that you? Nigga, you getting 3 years. I would have gave you 20, but some of your mama asked me to be lenient on you.
I ain't still getting that fucking vegan diet.
Really?
Yes.
That motherfucker be getting that fish sandwich.
Like, but you know, I can't believe they cater to that.
He's still getting a vegan diet.
Oh, he came back and apologized too. He said, I was wrong for entering the Capitol. I was wrong for entering the Capitol. I have no excuses, no excuses whatsoever. No, nigga, 25 years in jail is what I need to see them puppy dog tears when they roll you in the back.
Word.
That nigga be so hungry fucking with me. Gain a lot of weight there, I see, Bob.
That'll put you down to one vegan meal a day. I'm telling you, bro, by the time I get finished working with him, he'll be eating all the meat in there. It's hot dog day. Hell yeah.
How are these people not getting at least
fried Friday?
How are these motherfuckers not at least getting a 10-piece? You can try to overthrow the government and get 3 years. That's it.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
Living in America.
No, white America.
Yeah, more like.
White terror.
True enough, the motherfuckers should have been. They should have got 10 years, but hey, man, if y'all want to, I told you, white people on the kamikaze style, they like, man, we're going to save as many white people as we can to keep our numbers up. We can't be putting all our white men in jail.
Like I said, man, I just can't believe a coup only gets you 3 years. And that's like one of the stiffest sentences I've seen.
Yeah. These motherfuckers actually, like I told you, but the politicians do not like the Capitol. I mean, what is the Capitol Police, boy? Because beating them up is like a misdemeanor.
Yeah, or killing one or two.
Yeah. And then a lady gets shot, and we talking about we going to get her some lawsuit money. Man, nigga, please.
Move on. Right. Play stupid games and win stupid prizes. Yes.
Do the crime. Do the time.
Forever time.
Oh, jail.
Let's break it on down to goddamn any good, don't want anywhere. You looking for a job, and your job telling you got to get vaccinated? You know what jobs are doing now?
Advertising, bro, unvaccinated.
Yeah, they're advertising like, shit, you got no vaccinated needed. We need people. The motherfuckers are begging people to come back to work because you know what you finna get? You finna get them hands thrown to you for goddamn the holiday.
Yeah, and apparently it's working, you know. These motherfuckers are advertising, well, how are you even if you're unvaxxed or fucking getting a flood of fucking people coming through the door?
It's what it is, but you got to play the game. I'm going to just tell you straight up like this. I appreciate everybody who's still working, making bullshit and paycheck, barely afford to live. I appreciate all y'all who still working at Applebee's, yes, sir, all yes, these shitty ass restaurants, yes, Mickey D's. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I'm one of, you know, this dude is a military dude. You know, we got to start taking away handicapped spots and giving people goddamn special perks when they're in that military uniform. We know what's going on right now, right? Is there not a shortage of people?
What people?
I'm talking about when you go into a restaurant. I ain't talking about disrespecting the military, but a dude walked in, he was in military uniform, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and T-Bird already been there 20 minutes because the nigga said we got to wait for a table, right?
Right.
So he ended up kissing on their wife. Yeah, man, I'm going to get a table for me and my girl. All right, they're going to be about 30 minutes. He said, all these tables empty. We ain't got enough serve. What you mean you got enough serving? Y'all can't seat me? I'm sitting looking like, damn, my nigga, you know, we had to wait 20 minutes. He wanted to be seated right then and there.
Right. Gotcha.
I'm in my uniform. These motherfuckers can't seat me. Somebody ain't got enough people. I'm like, damn, bro. We all got to wait.
Right. Right, yeah.
I don't get it, bro. Because you in the military, you got to jump over the other nigga who way behind?
No.
All these other goddamn tables empty, man. It's ridiculous. There's a supply. He said, bro, we ain't got no servers. I got 4 servers in here. Those are all the areas we got. You got to wait till a table open up.
I hate those kind of motherfuckers, man. Like, if they tell you they ain't got the people, they ain't got the fucking people. Trust me. Yeah.
Like another nigga I seen, another, he got mad because a lady got mad because a dude had parked in front of the goddamn, put his truck in the handicap spot. And this lady got out of the car and said, damn, boy, you walking like you walking pretty stiff. You walking pretty good. I can't believe they parking in the handicap. I'm taking a picture of this. I'm just like, damn, dog. And then she was complaining that the handicap spot was too far from the door. What do you want?
Right. Do you want to be able to drive your car into the store?
I don't know, man. I just saying sometimes people be, you know, and let's not get it twisted. And everybody got a goddamn handicap sticker now. You can, shit, you pay $50, somebody just go get one out the goddamn back of the storage room and give you one. So you don't know who handicapped or who not. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like motherfucker who really handicapped can't get the spot because everybody who taking it, nigga in the Lexus the size of goddamn. I seen a dude in the Tahoe, bro. The Tahoe had like 24 rims on it. How the fuck you get in that truck talking about you handicapped? He walk out there with all that Dallas Cowboy shit on, gold chains on. Like, you ain't handicapped, bro. You don't, you know, I ain't gonna question yo. Ain't gonna question you being handicapped, but like, you know.
Right.
You look like a goddamn rapper.
Yeah, probably his grandmom's. Yeah.
He probably used his grandma's car.
Yeah, or at least got the fucking tag in her name so he can get that handicap sticker.
It is no disrespect to people with handicap in the military. You got regular people using that shit up now. And it's ridiculous, right?
Agreed.
And please, people, there's a supply chain shortage. There's a shortage of employees. Don't go in there complaining about nothing. You ain't got no right to.
Nah, I gotta stop myself. I'll be waiting in a drive-thru for goddamn 10 minutes, and I'm like just about to blow fucking my stack, and I pull up, and there's like two people working in there, and I'm like, you know what? I appreciate y'all staying open for me. Yeah. I appreciate y'all grinding that out. And then
we appreciate all the people who follow the rules and who continuously keep working for their job, even though they keep sticking them.
Yeah, agreed. You know, when I pull up for that fucking 10 p.m. quesarito, I'm glad you're there. You the real MVP.
Yeah, you deserve an extra STEMI check. If you stayed at work, you deserve an extra STEMI check.
I agree. And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.